The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I'm Team Sober, Miles.
All right, Justin, welcome to the game.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, our Men's Room poll is National Burger Day. You're going to pick one to never eat again. Are you going to take burgers, pizza, tacos, or wings?
I'm with Thrill. I'm going burgers on this one.
All right. Pretty even split so far.
What kind of burger would you miss most if you gave up burgers?
Probably a bacon cheeseburger. Every once in a while, I get a hankering for that, but I feel like I could do without it.
See, man, we're tracking. My first thought was bacon cheeseburger.
Can't do pizza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The bacon just got to be crispy.
I'm telling you, Five Guys, they cost out the ass, but they do a solid bacon cheeseburger.
They went in soggy.
And like you said, Miles, you can still do the fried chicken sandwich. There's a place up here in Port Gamble that does the fried chicken sandwich that is killer.
Where'd you say it was?
Cheese spread on top.
Ooh. And where is it at?
Butcher and Baker in Port Gamble.
Okay. All right. Keep that in mind. All right, Justin, here's your question. What was the name of the middle Tanner daughter on Full House?
The middle Tanner daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie Michelle?
I don't know.
Stephanie.
I was Stephanie.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I thought you wanted her middle name.
The name of the middle Tanner daughter. And you were just guessing her middle name anyway. I don't even know if they addressed the middle names of the daughters.
I said
Full House.
Michelle. I thought Michelle was her middle name.
Well, you know, Michelle was the baby.
Yeah.
So you knew Stephanie was the middle daughter?
Yes. I think DJ was the oldest?
I don't know.
Yeah, DJ was the oldest. Stephanie was the middle. Michelle was the little one.
She was.
What?
I don't know. I feel like she was the easiest one to forget about. But it sounds like I'm just hating on middle children.
It does. It does. Let me guess, you don't like Jan Brady.
There was a Jan? Oh. There was a Peter.
Yeah. Who were they? Were they on the show? All right, your question. What vehicle was driven by Fred Jones? Fred Jones.
Vehicle.
Fred Jones.
Mm-hmm. You probably just don't know his last name, but when you get the answer, you go, oh, right, okay.
I don't know.
How far back?
70s, but still somewhat relevant today. I've done a couple of movies. Fred Jones drove the mystery machine on Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, okay. That's Fred. Fred Jones. I know. Hey, Fred.
Fred Jones.
All right, your question. What does barley become when prepared for brewing? What does barley become when prepared for brewing?
Malt?
Boom.
Oh, got it. There nice it work. Is.
Good
nice
guess,
work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Malt. I did not know that either.
I didn't know. Game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK. Drank a lot of beer, though.
I don't feel like I should know that based on the amount of beer I've consumed.
Well, now, but there's a lot of malt in everything. Like White Claw technically is a malt beverage.
Is it?
Yeah. And we think about like malt liquor.
Yeah, I think malted milk balls. Same thing? Made out of barley?
Probably. I would think so.
It's
I guess
malt.
Malt's malt.
Yeah. I'm going to a malt shop.
Where is there a malt shop?
I don't know.
I mean, come on. You don't know what an abacus is, but you're holding out hope for a malt shop.
Well, it used to be a thing back in the day.
I know.
My grandfather loved them.
So did my dad.
I'm going to go get a malt. All right, I'm getting a milkshake.
I'd always get a malt with my dad. Hmm? We also had an abacus.
I always hated the malt.
Really?
A milkshake, yeah.
Yeah, certain flavors, like the vanilla malt I liked, chocolate malt I did not. All right, Miles, are you ready?
Yes.
Hello, Eastwood. Oh. Welcome to the men's room.
God.
It's going to sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Hola.
Hola.
Eastwood, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I've been smoking some vanilla. I got for $60 an ounce is 50% off.
I bet that's terrible weed.
22% high.
$60 an ounce. Jeez, what's it look like, straw?
All right, Eastwood, you're never going to eat one again. Are you taking burgers, pizza, tacos, or wings?
It'd be wings. You know, yeah, I can't give up those, man. I'm just a taco. I make this stuff. I eat my meat. I boil myself a, you know, burn the meat and put in the taco season some water, and I boil a potato. I put some russet potatoes in it, and it's just the best there is.
Hey, Eastwood, can you move locations where you are right now? Because your phone's breaking up.
I thought that was a good thing.
I'll try, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just down here where I'm at. I try to get the best location, so okay. We'll try here.
So what are you never going to eat again?
It's just wings.
Oh, my God. I think he's saying wings.
Wings. Okay. I'm just going to go wings.
Yeah, wings.
All right. He loves tacos.
Yeah, Miles, wings. All right. Your question, Eastwood, of what famous Disney family are Pongo and Perdita the parents? Pongo and Perdita.
The parents of who?
Well, if that's I tell you that, question. You'll know. Yeah. So what famous Disney family are Pongo and Perdita, the parents?
Pongo and Perdita.
What was that?
Yeah, sorry. We might have to let him go.
I think he's gone.
Yeah. Eastwood, call back if you can, man.
You don't have to.
I tried. But, go outside.
Because normally Eastwood would still be talking, but his phone broke up. Any guess?
He probably was the entire time. His phone was just breaking up.
Pongo and who?
Is it Swiss Family Robinson? I don't
know. No. Pongo and
Is it
Perdita.
More recent?
No, it's been around a hot minute. I mean, we all grew up with it. We're all aware of their children. They had a lot of children.
Is it the 101 Dalmatians?
Yes, the 101 Dalmatians.
Okay. Oh, dog parents.
So here's my thing. So they're all one family, all 101 Dalmatians. Is that the idea?
I don't remember the film. I don't remember it enough.
Because I'm just thinking, if they are just all siblings, all right? And you average, what, 5, 6, maybe up to 8 dogs a litter. I'm just saying, Pongo is getting after that ass.
Yes, he is.
I'm just throwing that out there, man. That is a lot.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803, Rob.
Nobody wants to admit it, but it probably would have been a cool-looking jacket.
It would have been. You're not wrong, dude. It'd be like, wow. Is that a real Dalmatian? Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Corey, sober, not sober.
Team sober.
All right, Corey, welcome to Big Dummy.
Why does no one ever sound happy to be sober?
Oh, it's sunny out.
I'm sober.
Nice day. Should be outside on a deck someplace with a cold one. All right, you're never going to eat again on our men's room poll. Burgers, pizza, tacos, or wings?
I got to go with pizza.
Pizza?
What?
Wow. Okay. Corey, that's brave.
Well, I raised chicken wings, so I'm not doing that. I love burgers. And, I think, pizza's just as good without the crust most of the time. So, I don't know. I don't need it.
What does raising chickens have to do with you not wanting to eat pizza?
Well, chicken wings.
I think all the work just makes them taste better, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Do you eat your chickens?
Yes.
Do you name them?
No, these are just meat birds, so they only live about 8 weeks, and they end up delicious.
I'm trying to remember the name of the one.
They
I had.
End up delicious, yes.
I'm trying to remember the name of the guy I got.
Why they? Is it because of the lack of steroids? Do you not put that in the food?
We move them around on pasture, so they get lots of goodies from the field rather than your average chicken just lives in a barn, doesn't even see sunlight.
Are you like a chicken cowboy? Moving them around the
chicken cowboy.
Well, he said he moves them from pasture to pasture. It sounds like you do with cattle.
Well, they're in a floorless shelter, so we just move them every day to fresh ground.
Okay.
Now, do you ever look out at your meat chickens and think to yourself, that one specifically is going to be delicious?
Well, you get the big boys that just grow like crazy and. But really, the best ones are the smaller girls that put on a lot of fat. Those are the best chickens.
Yeah.
And how much different does it taste in a store-bought chicken?
I haven't had store-bought chicken for a dozen years, so I have no idea. But it's as good as it gets.
I think the way to put it is this. His tastes like what chicken tastes like.
Right. Well, I've had real chicken in Jamaica before.
Right. And it tastes, that's what you got to
I was
go,
like, oh, my God, this is chicken?
That's what chicken tastes like.
I did not know that.
Yeah, same thing.
I'm dead serious. I was like, wow.
It has flavor.
Yeah, my wife thought she hated tomatoes. And then we went to Mexico, and I just put tomatoes on everything. So she ate one, and she's like, This is what tomatoes taste like. I said, right, we get what we get. This is different. Same thing in Italy.
Yeah, but she should have gotten Jersey tomatoes when she growing up. Those are the best that I've ever had.
They might be good, but I get the feeling as a child, you know, once you determine you don't like something, you're not going to try anything.
My wife got me on the wings with Frank's Red Hot and blue cheese, and that's good. I couldn't live without that.
Yeah, but again, the original Buffalo wing, when they made it, was just Frank's Red Hot and butter as the sauce.
Yeah, but here's the deal. You know, like anything, 12 wings, right?
Uh-huh.
That's 6 dead chicken.
Yeah. Or one dead mutant
that's a
chicken.
That's a lot of plucking for an order of wings.
I'm telling you, man.
Well, I have an electronic plucker. It does 4 at a time. Takes about 20 seconds.
Wow.
And then, so I part them, and I'll sell breasts and sell the legs, and then just keep all the wings for the family.
Okay. Oh, what a great head.
Attaboy. I like this guy.
Yeah, the chicken cowboy. All right.
You just ride like a Great Dane. You don't need a whole horse.
Yeah, like the image of my head is awesome. Thousands of chickens, and you got a little lasso in your... It's going to be the next Yellowstone spinoff.
Right.
Chicken cowboy.
Our kind. Not many of us left. They all hate Purdue and Tyson.
We're going to take them all the way across the country. Lost a lot in Mississippi, but we made it. All right. Your question. What does the word amen mean? Amen. I mean, everybody says it, then it's like, what does it mean?
To God?
Not a bad guy.
The end?
Nope. It means, so be it.
Huh.
So be it. Which, I don't know, man. This seems kind of weak sauce, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this big religious thing, you know, God's doing some big miracle for you, and you end it with, so be it.
Oh, like, really? Well, really? Well, this is the way.
Yeah, but that's kind of cool. This is the way. Like, that's a statement. So be it. Like, listen, man, because you say so be it even when things go wrong. Man, my team lost. I thought we were going to go to the Super Bowl this year. Ah, so be it. I just feel like, you know, if I'm God, like, hey, can you give me a little more oomph?
Losing is the way.
Right. Amen.
Yeah, you would never say negative. And you never hear somebody like, can I get it? So be it.
Right. I'm just saying, it's just such a kind of like anticlimactic thing. You do this whole prayer, you know, you're talking to every freaking angel up there, little mother there, like, and you end with, so be it.
It's almost like you, when you come home and you don't want that dinner.
Yeah, amen. Right? Yeah, this is not what I wanted, so be it. Right?
Exactly. What if you said that to your girl? I love you. Amen.
If she doesn't know what it means, you're fine.
You're baking squash. Is that right? On a baking sheet.
Amen. That's dinner, huh?
Okay.
Amen.
I'm fired up now.
Exactly.
Zucchini? Thanks.
Oh, these are zucchini noodles in my pasta.
No, I've got, I've got a whole tray of veggies on a pan in the oven.
A whole tray?
Carrots, too.
Huh? Amen. I'll start using it properly now.
Right. Little pepper, little Johnny's.
I don't care.
You better put a lot of seasoning on that tray.
All right, your question. What bird has the biggest wingspan? The biggest wingspan.
I'll go with the golden eagle.
I'll say California condor.
Nope. Think the ocean.
Is it ostrich?
It's not the... They have little teeny tiny wings.
It's not an osprey, is it?
Albatross.
An albatross?
The albatross.
Yeah. Huh.
By the way, someone here says that amen is a declaration of agreement, affirmation, and truth. Derived from the ancient Hebrew, it primarily translates to so be it, or truly, or let it happen. Still seems anticlimactic, man.
I'm going to say that to bed next time I have sex.
Amen.
Let it happen. Right. Let's let this happen. Come on.
That is the time.
When you get behind her, she just says, amen.
Let this happen. Yeah. All right.
I think I'm going to give you a mouth hug. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
No, I just meant let it happen, baby. That's all.
Could you start quoting the Bible during that?
Well, you got to clarify if you're going to say amen. Because if you're just saying, let it happen, that you better say, so be it. Not just, let it happen. All right.
Start praying in the middle of it.
You could quote scripture.
Dear little
sex.
Baby Jesus.
People do.
Yeah. Like, right. Jesus.
I'm talking about straight up prayer. Thank you for this day. Thank you for all of this. Thank you.
Yeah, that thing is righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for showing me a four-breasted woman with two on the back for dancing. All right, your question. What famous cartoon character was co-created by Yub Iwerks. He later,
I have no idea. Works.
You've heard of this character, I promise you.
Scooby-Doo.
Casper the Friendly Ghost. He co-designed Mickey Mouse with Walt Disney.
Oh.
And then left Disney and started working at Warner Brothers on their cartoons.
Question five, Corey.
Question number five. How many pieces does each chess player start a game of chess with?
Oh, I'm a pretty good chess whiz, so that's 16 a person.
All right. Nice job, Wiz.
Man, chess player, chicken cowboy.
No, he's a chess whiz. He's a chess whiz.
Oh, you're right. Chess
whiz. There's a difference between something and then a whiz.
Yeah.
And those chess guys.
Like Cheese Whiz. It's different.
Yeah. It's different than cheese. It really is.
Exactly. When you put the Whiz on there.
It's kind of like the Whiz compared to the Wizard of Oz.
A little bit different.
A little bit different.
Yeah, yeah. On down the road.
You sing better
those
songs.
Those chess guys, though, man. I saw a highlight the other day that Magnus, whoever.
Yeah.
He lost again. He just slams the table. Just like.
It's chess.
It's bad. I just think it's bad sportsmanship either way.
Well, sure. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Hockey players punch each other in the face during the actual game.
Right.
Correct.
That's bad sportsmanship in my mind.
That's part of the game.
Two sticks to the head last night in the third period. That's bad sportsmanship.
Yeah, I saw that, dude. Yeah,
God, that was bad.
I know. It's just chess. When I saw him pound that table, I was just like, I'm glad you lost.
Game is wow. Big Dummy, 206-803 Rob.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Okay, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, it's National Burger Day. You're never going to eat one again. Are you taking burgers, pizza, tacos, or wings?
Probably chicken wings.
Better vote for wings.
Oh, man, you're going to hurt the feelings of the chicken cowboy that just called.
He's the chicken whiz.
You know what he is? He is now the chicken whiz. All right, your question. What does M&M stand for as an M&M's candy?
Oh, is it Mars and Mounds?
Got the first part right.
Mars and Milton.
Nope.
Is it it's just a plain name we've never heard of?
You're more likely to hear it say on Long Island or Pikesville, Maryland.
Mars and Maury?
Murray.
Yeah. Murray.
Mars and Murray.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Murray.
I figured you guys would track on that clue.
Yeah, that's a good hit.
Yeah. Mars and Murray. All right. Your question in rugby, what is the equivalent of a hockey face-off?
I think is that a scrum?
It's a scrum, Tom.
It is a scrum.
It's in fact a scrum.
Very good.
Oh, with my handwriting, it looked like it said scrotum. So I'm like, what did I possibly ask?
More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Head chef on the way, Ted's Mini Potatoes are kicking off barbecue season.
Barbecue.
With some of the regions of barbecue throughout our country.
All right.
Okay. So everybody have a different specialty depending on where you are, different animal depending on where you
different
are.
Different sauces.
Different sauces, different rubs.
I'm curious. On that note, Ted, maybe you know, people talk about Korean barbecue, right?
Correct.
As far as you know, does Korea have different regions of barbecue? Because if you go to a foreign country and they say American barbecue, typically it reflects Texas. Right?
Or Kansas City.
Maybe. But I feel like if it represents KC, they will say KC-style barbecue. If it just says barbecue and you're not in the U.S., it's going to be Texas barbecue.
Yeah, outside of the Carolinas, I'd agree. So Korean...
I'm just wondering, like, if I went to Korea, if they're like, look, man,
well, Korean barbecue,
you like Seoul, but we got four other regions that do it.
I'll get into this difference between barbecuing and grilling.
Okay.
But Korean barbecue is more like, to me, every time I've done it, it's more of a fun adventure.
Yeah, you're grilling.
But you're grilling over a flame, and it's hotter and faster, and the meat is usually smaller. You know what I mean? You can get brisket, but it's not like a big old piece of brisket.
Right. Yeah.
And there's some smaller areas that have their own regional barbecues that don't get the credit, but they're still unique and good. There's a Kentucky barbecue. St. Louis barbecue doesn't get the credit probably it deserves. But
St. Louis just doesn't get the credit it deserves for a lot of stuff, right? Yeah. Like their little square-cut pizza's good.
Head chef coming up with barbecue season kicking off at 4:30 with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
I do know the reason Korean fried chicken is so good because they're using cornstarch.
I've heard that.
Yep, right? And it just goes from so many American GIs being over there.
Yeah.
And they wanted chicken wings, but they just don't use flour like we do. So they started making them with cornstarch, and that's why they're crispier generally. The sauce I don't know about, but I know that about the wing.
Delicious.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola. Julie, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Okay, welcome to Big Dummy, Julie.
You know, this is that got biggest hands west of Mississippi.
Go, Julie, what's up?
Hey, hey.
I did not realize that was you.
Julie, what are you never eating again? Burgers, pizza, tacos, or wings?
Wings.
Oh, man, again, killing me.
Is it? I mean, we're making fun of your hands, but you were Bud Light Julie. I feel like if you drink Bud Light, you got to eat chicken wings.
I would, but I love the other three way too much to give them up.
All right, fair.
All right, okay. All right, Julie, here is your question. In the original Oregon Trail game, there were four diseases that could kill you. Typhoid, cholera, measles, and what?
It was the one we most died of.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the only one I remember.
This is the Oregon Trail, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, remember the game?
Yeah, okay. Chickenpox? I don't know.
Polio?
Dysentery.
Dysentery. Boy, they went hard.
I just feel like that's the only way I remember dying was always dysentery.
Never got typhoid, cholera, or measles.
No.
Dysentery.
I never played that game growing up either.
Me neither. I had never heard of it.
No.
It was like on those like computers in like the late 80s, right? It's all green.
Huh. I don't.
Like on a Commodore 64 or something, you mean?
I mean, my grandmother had a computer. I played it at her house on, like, literally a floppy disk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I had never heard of it, but apparently it's a big-ass game. All right, Julie, your question. What was Fonzie's first name on Happy Days?
Arthur.
One and done.
Two and done.
Two and
done. Oh, that was two? Well done.
That was two. She missed dysentery.
Missed dysentery.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Thank God.
Hello, Harrison. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Harrison, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober, sir. Enjoying the sunshine.
All right. Good for you, man. All right. What are you never eating again on National Burger Day? Will it be burgers, pizza, tacos, or wings?
Wings. I got a shout out to the chicken cowboy, though.
It's the chicken whiz.
He's now the chicken whiz. We upgraded him from...
Now the chicken whiz? Okay, I apologize.
Chicken whiz.
Yeah, the chicken whiz.
Chicken whisperer. I know. Chicken cowboy.
Damn.
All right. We moved his farm from Woodby Island over to Kentucky in February.
Oh, you were part of that? Just a caravan?
Just he and I.
Okay. How many cows do you guys take?
51, but we hired a person to take those.
Okay.
How many chickens did you take?
I think it was 100.
Damn. Have you eaten the cowboy or the chicken whiz's chicken wings?
I've eaten all his chicken. I've eaten all his meat. Yeah, delicious.
Okay.
Is it much better than regular store-bought chicken?
100%.
Okay.
I believe that. All right. Here's your question there, Chicken Whiz Apprentice. What is the name of the third Austin Powers movie?
Goldfinger?
Goldmember. Goldmember.
Goldmember.
But you're right there.
Goldmember.
I know. Goldmember. All right there, Harrison, your question. What are sea monkeys? What are sea monkeys?
Krill.
Okay.
That's it.
Very good.
Brian
Wow.
Now I had sea monkeys growing up.
I begged my parents for a while. I think they finally gave the go-ahead. And because you ordered them out of the back of comic books, basically.
Yeah, 6 to 8 weeks.
And they were 6 to 8 weeks. You still check the mail every day. And they were remarkably disappointing.
Yeah, really? We never had sea monkeys. Had an ant farm for a little bit.
Did you have an ant farm?
I did too.
I never had
just
an
like
ant
a
farm.
Smaller one. Yeah.
With like glass on both sides, you turn around, see all the tunnels they're digging.
I think my brother ruined that with the fruit fly incident.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803.
I think there's a kibosh on any insects now living in the house. Yeah. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey guys.
Hola,
Joshua. Sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Joshua, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, what are you never eating again? Okay. Burgers, pizza, tacos, or wings?
I'm going to choose wings, but can I do a shout-out real quick?
Sure.
So there is this YouTuber named Tom Grassi. He's an NFL YouTuber, and he's doing a fundraiser and going to all 30 NFL stadiums starting tomorrow, I think. and he's raising money for St. Jude.
What is he doing? That's definitely a great cause, but what is he doing? Or is he just going to be there?
So he's visiting every NFL stadium and doing like fan events and stuff. And he has like different milestones and incentives of how much how much money is raised.
All right.
Technically starts tomorrow, but he's already raised like $40,000 out of the $1 million goal.
You have any idea when he's coming to Seattle?
I believe it is, if I remember correctly, the 2nd of June.
Damn, so yeah. Soon. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's coming up, man. All right. Yeah. Well, here is your question. Which fairy tale princess originally had two children named Dawn and Day?
Named Dawn and Day?
Mm-hmm.
Originally? Did something happen to them?
I think by the time they put her in a Disney movie, they're like, "Ah, we don't need her kids enough."
Okay.
Okay, so it's in a Disney movie. Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm just going to pull Cinderella.
Do not have Disney knowledge.
Snow White.
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh.
Also known as Morning Breath.
Oh.
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, it's probably a good thing. It's probably a good thing you didn't have him, because I'm pretty sure that princess, she was supposed to be like 16 when she fell into that slumber.
Okay.
So Disney's like, yeah, let's get rid of it. You know, but it depends where you are. Like, I'm from Baltimore. They'd have been like, all right, she could be a grandmother by then. Jesus.
I just like that he went Cinderella.
Why?
Well, because by the time it was into a movie, it's like, hey, better get rid of the kids. Prince Charming is coming.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I thought she was, I heard she had kids, man. I was like, yo, I'm not getting involved.
I don't care about this shoe anymore.
Yeah. I'll leave it on the doorstep.
If the shoe fits.
And that's the thing about that. Like I said, and people try to say, no. Look, here was my thing with Cinderella. He fell in love, loved at first sight, loved her so much at the ball, blah, 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 and had to put the shoe on everyone to figure out whose it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And everyone says, no, that wasn't the case. What it was no one in town believed him that it could possibly be Cinderella, and that's why they did it. I'm like, no, he was blackout drunk, got laid, and couldn't remember who the chick was.
Well, Cinderella was all done up when he met her.
I know, but it's not like the movies, like, you know, the ugly girl pulls off her glasses and suddenly she's a 10.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
A 10 with glasses is still a 10. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know, Cinderella getting dressed up is like the original filter on Instagram.
She started the whole trend.
Yeah.
The original influencer, Cinderella. All right, here's your question. It's multiple choice. Which state has the highest relative humidity? Hawaii, Louisiana, California, or Alaska?
Alaska being on there is odd, but I'm not going to bite. I'm going to say Louisiana.
You should have bit. It's Alaska.
Yeah.
Is it Alaska? It is.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, that was my thought, man. That's why I put Louisiana, because I've never been there where it's not humid. But the highest relative humidity, believe it or not, Alaska.
Damn. Like, Seattle's humid. It just doesn't feel the same. I don't know how to describe it. Because sometimes when I check it, I'm like, I can't believe it's that high.
I think because we came from a super humid place.
Yeah.
So anything less than like 70% humidity just does not seem humid. Because it was always 90% humidity.
Yeah.
Any given summer day, it's 90 or worse. Or anything less than 70, I'm like, ah, you're fine.
It's not the heat.
It's the humidity. All right, your question. Call Me Ishmael are the opening words to what novel?
Ishmael, that's odd. I don't know. Is it a Mockingbird?
Look down, my guy.
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick.
Oh, never read that.
Ted, that's the easiest charades in the world, and you took the wrong. You're trying to form the letter M. I'm like, just point at your groin.
Yeah, well, I did form the letter M.
I know, but I'm saying just point at your groin.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone will figure it out there. Penis?
Is that his name?
Bingo.
What is Moby Dick? Is Moby Dick the whale?
Yeah. Yeah.
He named it Moby Dick.
Well, Ishmael's the guy trying to catch it.
I know Ishmael's the guy trying to catch it. But why did they name it? Like, he just come up with the name?
No, the whale's parents did. Look at that thing.
I never finished the book because I got bored. So I'm like, did he come up with the name? Did he say this is
Well, if your kid's born with a big one.
Yeah.
You know?
Go for it. They kind of all have them.
That's a good point. All right, your question. What vehicle was driven by Speed Racer?
Like, specifically?
Yes.
The name of the car.
Yeah. It's also a Razor.
Oh. It's also a Razor. Well, the only Razor I know is the Gillette.
Mach 5.
It is not the Gillette. It is, in fact, the Mach 5.
Question 5.
I still use the Mach 3.
I stopped at 3. Once you get so many blades, I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
it's kind of like Bloody Marys. Like now they have, like, I saw one the other day that had a whole roasted chicken on it.
What?
I know. I'm just
no, like, you did not.
It's somewhere on the internet. It was like a picture of Bloody Mary and it had like a whole roasted bird and
the most something. Ridiculous. There's a bar in Chicago that does that.
Yeah.
They've got 20 of them. Well, that's what I like about the Bloody Mary brunch, right? Because I do not like Bloody Marys, but my wife will order one. And basically, she just hands me the skewer with bacon and olives and shrimp and everything else. I'm like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
All right, your question. In 2009, which animated film became the second ever to be nominated for Best Picture?
2009.
Oh, that is right up in my wheelhouse. That is up.
All right. There you go, Joshua. You nice job.
That was a really good movie, man.
It was.
Everyone's like, dude, you got to watch it. I'm like, I don't want to watch this movie. First 5 minutes get you. I'm like, am I tearing up?
I'm in.
The movie's been on for 5 minutes. There's been no dialogue, and I got a tear in my eye.
I still haven't seen it.
Dude, it'll
hook you in.
All right.
It's about an old man in a floating house with a talking dog. Not a sales pitch, but I'm telling you, it is.
Well, that's all I've heard is the first 5 minutes are brutal. I'm just like, dab out.
It's the Disney formula.
Right.
I get it.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Mary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Mary, are you sober or not sober?
It depends. Cannabis or not.
What's that, Mary?
So not sober.
It depends. Cannabis or not. Cannabis, yes.
Okay. Not sober.
Well, cannabis, I mean, right.
Once you say it depends, it's like, no, it's sober.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Either way, ma'am, step out of the vehicle.
Right. That's my fault.
Yep. Mary, what are you
what you're looking for, officer?
Mary, what are you never eating again? Hamburgers, pizza, tacos, or wings?
It would be hamburgers because I work for the stadium in the warehouse for the Mariners.
And you're just over it at this point?
I'm just over it. What? Hot dogs, hamburgers, I'm good.
All right, so I show up at the Mariners game, and you are my guide. Where are you taking me to get food? Like, what would be your go-to?
105 Kitchen.
The 105 Kitchen?
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, good to
know. Is that the... There's one out left field, too, that's like a seafood or whatever, but it's got that crab melt. That thing is
so
awesome.
So that would be the Crab Shack.
Yeah, the Crab Shack. All right.
It's right there. Right there,
Ted. Yeah. As far as ballpark food goes, that thing is great.
Is it that good?
Yeah. I told you, my sister-in-law, right, my brother, you know, they go to baseball games all over the place, and she was like, this is the best ballpark food I've had.
Wow. Okay.
So the coolest thing about that, too, is they had those little fairies, right? And you know how fast that they sold out?
Are the fairies gone?
The fairies are gone. So, like, the first fairies that they actually had, like, the Mariners logo on it.
Yeah.
So those actually were sold at least to $500 after a week on eBay.
Damn. Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Next time, steal some. Come on. All right.
Man, I hide downstairs, but I can't help you.
Okay. I got you.
We have two asks. Right. A, steal a fairy, and B, can we meet the moose?
All right, Mary. Here's your question. What is the name for the process of electing a pope?
Oh, what's the name of that?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I have no clue.
American Idol.
Conclave.
The Conclave.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be a reality show I watch. Mm-hmm. ABC, we're going to pick the new pope. We have 12 contestants.
Yeah.
They just sit around doing nothing. Like, yeah, that's a guy I like.
The next one's kind of a Jesus challenge. We want you to actually make wine.
Okay. We dropped them off in the desert. They have 40 days to find their way back.
Right. You have one loaf of bread.
I was going to say, you got a couple loaves of bread, a couple fish. Make it work.
You know what I would do? All right. 13 of you sit down for dinner. Who hears the traitor? Amen. All right. Your question. What animal has fingerprints like humans?
Monkeys?
Raccoons?
Nope.
Hold on. Fingerprints.
Fingerprints like humans.
Bears?
Koalas.
Oh, koalas.
Oh, and they have chlamydia like humans.
You know, we share a lot in common with koalas. Chlamydia and fingerprints. Right.
Jesus. Those little bastards.
He's got chlamydia and fingerprints.
That's why we call him Koala Joe. I guess there was a week-long period where I was a koala.
Give it a little Z-pack. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. In what country was Nicole Kidman born? What country was Nicole Kidman born?
Can we say Canada?
Australia?
U.S.
Oh.
She was born in the U.S., yeah.
I thought she was Australian, too.
She is Australian.
She was physically born here.
Yep, that's it. All right, your question. In 2010, the Deepwater Horizon oil spill polluted the waters of what body of water?
The Gulf of Mexico.
Mexico.
That's it.
That is it.
Does that count? The Gulf of America?
I mean, I know it's supposed to be a flex, but like the entire Western Hemisphere is America, hence North and South, hence United States of. So it's like the opposite. You're basically, you named it for everyone that's here.
That's right.
And it's tough to change names. It's like athletes sometimes, like you're 8. They're like, actually, it's pronounced this way. Adelius.
Okay.
So like, there's a guy. Dude, everybody calls it the Gulf of Mexico. It's the Gulf of Mexico.
Yep. Adelius Thomas. All right. He played like defensive end for the Ravens 1,000 years ago. And for about 3 seasons. And trust, we interviewed this guy. You saw him all the time. We're like, Adelius Thomas. He scores a touchdown on defense. And the next time he's like, it's Adelius. I'm like, oh, now your name matters because you got a touchdown. Spent 3 goddamn years. You didn't correct a person. You get a touchdown. Now we got to know.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Well, a lot of people do that.
Rihanna did it. I think she just kind of let it go. To your credit, you always called her Rihanna.
Yeah.
But I think
I knew somebody growing up named Rihanna.
Yeah, I think finally
she spelled it.
But it still sounds hillbillyish to me.
Well, that's where I was.
I mean, I know. That's why I'm like, oh, he's just saying it wrong.
Fair. Sorry, Miles. That's right. Because you'd always be like wrestling.
Right.
Like Rihanna. Like, man, say it correctly. And then you're right. When she was like, actually, it is Rihanna. I was like, son of
damn it.
Mm-hmm. He was right.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Gary.
Hello, my brother.
Hola.
Love you guys.
Gary. Alrighty. Sober, not sober.
Oh, no. I'm not sober. Little White Widow and some men's room IPA, brother.
All right, Gary. Good for you, man. Ooh, appreciate that. All right, Gary, you'll never eat one again. Are you taking burgers, pizza, tacos, or wings?
I bow to the chicken whisper, but I don't eat chicken wings now because they are so darn expensive. If you ever gone to buy them, check it out.
Okay.
Well, you need to go to the Chicken Wizard's farm, man. Snag you a few.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's out of state, brother.
Hey, look, I don't have all the answers.
When in Kentucky, visit the Chicken Wiz.
Look,
when it comes to chicken, Kentucky, kind of synonymous.
Yeah, or I don't buy them frozen.
He's probably like, I wish they would stop calling me the chicken
bucks a bag.
No, they're not.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, they're not. I swear to God, they're not. I just bought a bag of them.
How much did you pay?
All right.
$13.
All right.
Yeah, much, though? Quarter pound?
Just one of those big frozen bags. I don't know, whatever that is. It's not a quarter pound, I guarantee you.
A quarter pound of chicken wings.
You know, okay, everything's like too goddamn expensive. We'll just leave it at that.
Ted makes a good point, right?
Right.
All right, your question. Alrighty. What is the leading cause of death in the United States?
Oh, God, heart failure, because we're all fat and dumb.
Heart disease. Oh, but
okay,
one and done. All right, before we let you go, let's give you a 50-50 question. True or false? There are only 2 platypuses outside of Australia.
Okay, I'll go with true. They're probably in zoos.
They're both at the San Diego Zoo.
Gary, just so you know, you can buy a bag of Tyson chicken wing sections, 2.5 pounds, $12.29.
All right, now, how much are you doing? $29?
Yeah, I was like, there's no way.
God damn, buddy.
I just bought that damn thing. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Kyle, sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Kyle, welcome to Big Dummy. National Burger Day, what will you never eat again? Burgers, pizza, tacos, or wings?
This is a really tough one, but I think I'm going to have to go burgers.
Burgers. All right.
I get it.
All right.
All right there, Kyle. Here is your question. Who killed Grendel? Grendel.
Grendel. I'm not sure who Grendel is.
Grendel was a big old monster. Although if he's a body part, I believe he's basically where your gooch is. That would be Beowulf.
Oh, Beowulf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I remember that.
I'm sorry, Grendel's just not a scary name.
Yeah, it's kind of
like
gross
a medical
name.
Condition.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it sounds like something you don't want. And you know it involves your genitals. Whatever it is, like, oh, man, you have a scab on your Grendel. I'm like, oh, no, Doc.
I should be a bail bondsman called Beowulf.
Beowulf. Yeah. I like it. I like it.
Oh.
All right, your question. What is the name of the dog on the TV show Frasier?
I didn't watch that show very much. Rover.
Eddie the dog. All right, Kyle, your question. What is the more common name for the hormone epinephrine?
Epinephrine.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'll happen when you're scared or excited.
Is it adrenaline?
Got it.
Yes, it is.
Ooh. Okay.
Head Chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes kicking off barbecue season coming up. And we've got your emails on the way next from the Men's Room at KISW.com.